Hello, people. Welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about football. Boy, people, what a weekend we had. You know, from the Scottish League all the way to the Premier League. This is crazy. Today I'm going to focus on the Celtic Rangers game. Now, this was a really good game. And I tell you this, I'm going to go straight to the point right now. I think we have to blame Neil Lennon. You know, for the fact that Celtic did not turn up at all to play football. This was not the Old Firm game that I usually... You know, remember, you know, a few days ago when I used to talk to, you about, you know, the intensity that I used to see, you know, from Celtic and Rangers. There was nothing. There was nothing from Celtic side. Completely nothing at all. Nothing. I mean, Rangers turned up to play football. I think Celtic checked out even before starting playing. They checked out completely. They did not turn up to play football. And I have to blame the coach. The reason why I have to blame the coach right here is because he talked too much. He talked about that, you know, the past few days. You know, the fact that, you know, three or four of his players had a virus. I get that. We all knew exactly what happened. They all have the virus and all that. But for him to put too much narrative about that a few days before a big game like that against Rangers, I think it plays on some of his player mind. This is why they did not turn up on Saturday. For anybody who watched the game, you will know. I mean, I told you back in 2001, 2002, 2003, when Celtic and Rangers play, boy, you do not want to miss those games. I mean, on Saturday, if I'm a Celtic player, I'm not taking my paycheck. I'm giving that to a charity after. They did not turn up to play football. This was not football at all. Rangers, you can see. I mean, Rangers, they were playing with much... I mean, the pace, the intensity, the urgency. You felt like Rangers, you know, had something to prove. Yes, okay, they have something to prove because they haven't won the league for the past 9 years. I get that. But I was hoping to see Celtic pushing as well, trying to do something. And, you know, because I don't want to talk, I don't want to make any excuse. I don't want people to say, yeah, we're missing three or four players. Yes, of course, you're missing three or four players. But you still have to, you know, you have a bench. You have people out there. You know, next man up, somebody else needs to turn up and play football. But Neil Lennon, I think, and even you can clearly see on the post game after, he kept talking about the fact that he's missing player. Yes, you're missing player. Okay, but I mean, you still have to put a team out there. You have to make sure they're mentally ready to turn up and play football. Honestly, if I'm the board, I will call Neil Lennon in the office and say, look, you know, you need to stop that. You really need to stop that. You need to work with what you have right now and make sure that they're ready mentally to go and play football. Because, yes, you know, you have one or two players missing. So what? You know, life goes on. You have to go out there and perform. And Celtic did not perform. They didn't perform at all. I mean, Rangers controlled the whole game. They controlled the whole game. Yes, I think Celtic on the first half, I think they had one opportunity there, you know, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. If you can't make those, if you can't score, if you can't take those opportunities, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. You have to turn up and play the game for 90 minutes. And Neil Lennon, I'll put it down to the coach. I'll put it down to coach because I'll tell you something. Psychologically, if you have a coach, okay, that goes out there and talk about, you know, him missing some key player. What does that mean? That it means that, you know, anybody that's stepping up, you know, to replacing those players, he just doesn't trust them. That's what I tell you right now, at sport level, that's exactly what I mean. What I would say if I'm a manager, I'll be like, look, yes, you know, I've got four players with a virus, but next man up, are we ready to go? And I expect those guys to turn up and do just as much as those guys, the guys missing as well. This is how you have to turn up. Next man up. You act like those guys are not part of that, you know, are not part of that group anyway. You have to get your team ready to go and play. But Neil Lennon, the fact that he's been talking about the whole virus and his player missing, you know, key player missing, and he always used that word, and even after the post game, keep talking about that. this is not helping the team. Mentally, psychology, this is not helping the team. You have to go. I mean, today, and again, I mentioned that a few times ago, everybody right now, we all dealing with that pandemic and virus. And this is not going to stop. This is going to go on and on and on until we find a vaccine anyway. You know, at the end of the day now, it's tough. I get that. You know, those players went all the way to the international game and all that. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, this is going to happen again. This is not the first and last time they're going away. They'll be going away again next time. So things like that will happen. Not just as Celtic, it's happening everywhere in most clubs. So what you have to do, you have to make sure that everybody mentally and psychologically is ready to play those games. Anybody who's out there ready to go and play and test negative basically for that virus, turn up. They need to turn up and play football. So Rangers, and again, I don't want to take anything away from Rangers because honestly, man, I mean, what Steven Gerrard is doing right now with that team is unbelievable. But what I would say, you know, in terms of Steven Gerrard as well, I just don't know. What are the plans of Rangers? Because they're playing Europa League. You know, they're going to Belgium and play Standard Liège. And then after they play Livingston, Celtic, they play Milan, and then after they go Aberdeen. I mean, what I would say to Rangers, and especially Steven Gerrard, you have to pick. You have to pick the competition now. You have to. And I think what the people in Glasgow, especially Rangers fans, are looking for right now is the title, man. They want to see either Thomas take up or they want to see the title. We all know Celtic and Rangers, they will not win that Europa League. We all know that. We all know that. I will say this, Kwai. You know, I will say this. And mostly in life, you know what I mean? You can do so many things. So many things. You can learn how to play basketball. You can learn how to play football. You can learn how to play the piano. But what are you good at? What is your specialty? You need to be good at one thing. Because you're going to go and do so many things, but you really don't have any, how can I say, you're not specialized for any of those professions. You need to be good at something. Really, really good. And as far as I'm concerned, when we talk about sport, and right here, especially in the Scottish Premier League, you know, in relation to Rangers, they need to pick a competition that they need to focus on. This is a small group right now. And I believe that Steven Gerrard, this is his last season with Rangers. I believe that. I sincerely believe that. I don't think if Steven Gerrard lose this season, I mean, I don't think if they lose the title, if they don't make it all the way to the title this season, I don't think he's staying here in Scotland. I just don't think so. If I'm Steven Gerrard's agent, I'll tell him, look, man, you go, let's go back home, let's go back to England. We're going to make more money over there. And you're going to get more money, you know, to spend on player. So Steven Gerrard, for this season, you need to pick the competition. And I don't think that's Europa League. I think you need to focus on that domestic title. You need to focus on league title as well. You have Livingston. Think about that. Celtic next game is Aberdeen. So Aberdeen, it's not a bad side. You know, they can fight for a draw against Celtic. And suddenly, you know, Rangers goes all the way and play Livingston. You take another 3 points. You know, you up and running. You're gone. And again, that's exactly what I've been saying for the past few days. Now, you know, between Celtic and Rangers, you just have to make sure that you do not lose any games. But make sure that anything outside Celtic or outside Rangers, anything out there, you need to win all those 3 points. That's pretty much how you win the title here in Scotland. So, Steven Gerrard, what I've seen is, it's good. I'm very impressed. I think I can clearly see that group, that Rangers team now, they understand exactly what he's trying to achieve here. And I guess coming from Celtic, you know, from Celtic side as well, the fact that they won 9 in a row, I mean, people, let's be honest with you. Let's be honest. When you win the way, you know, Celtic has been winning for the past 9 years, you know what I mean? You come to a point where you get bored, okay? And I think that's exactly what you're seeing right now, definitely from Celtic side. I mean, I was watching Neil Lennon, right? And he's basically sitting, you know, on the sideline. You know, there was no intensity. It was not, you know, usually Neil Lennon is up and down, talking to the players, shouting. And I just don't know. Is that maybe because the fans, there's no fans on the stand? But it doesn't really matter because everybody, you know, all are, you know, around the world, there's no fan in games now, not just football, basketball, baseball, anything. There's no fan. So, you know, everybody now is getting used of the whole situation. But I was watching Neil Lennon. He was just sitting there. I was just looking at, is he bored? What's happening? I mean, what's happening? Is he taking that for granted? Does he feel like, okay, it doesn't really matter, we're missing four players, I'm just going to wait for the next game, because maybe on the back of his head, he had one game in hand. I just don't know. But I just thought, just the person, basically what, anything that he portrayed basically on the touchline was not good enough for the player, because I usually see him going up and down, you know, just trying to get, you know, the player attention, making sure that people move or what they need to do and all that. So I was a little bit disappointed by the way Neil Lennon obviously coach on Saturday. But I have to say, Steven Gerrard right now is getting my vote of the week. I mean, he's doing a great job now, and I can see them. I can see them pushing, you know, Celtic all the way through. And I think that's something that Celtic maybe need now, you know, just to wake up and understand that, look, this year, we're not going to get that 10 title like that. We're going to have to go out there and work hard. And again, you know, this is just early. I'm not going to come out here and say that the Rangers are going to win the title. No, I'm just saying, you know, this is a good step, you know, right direction, basically, from Rangers to win, you know, the title. But I think the only way, and again, for anybody Rangers out there who's listening, the only way you guys, Rangers teams, can win if Gerrard really, really focus on the domestic title, because there's no way he's winning Europa League. He need to focus on the title here. He need to put pressure on Celtic every weekend. Now, there's one thing I need to talk about, obviously, from Rangers' part, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a pushback, obviously, from Rangers fan. I watched that guy, Alfredo Morelo. I'm sorry to say that, but this guy is out of shape. He's out of shape. This guy, is Nantes, I can't remember which French team was trying to get him for 5 million. I think Rangers should have sold him. I think this is a missed opportunity here. I think when he was, I heard that he was trying to leave during the summer, you know, to the French team, and they had a price for 5 million. I would have taken that money. I saw that guy running up and down, and I'm like, okay, he scored goals. Apparently, he scored so many goals. I give you, he scored so many goals. But boy, as far as I'm concerned, he's out of shape. That dude is out of shape. You know, I think if I'm Steven Gerrard, I'm looking for a striker in January, to be honest with you. I'm looking for somebody to come in and score goals. If somebody turn up in January with the money and want that Alfredo Morelo, they should just let him go. They should let him go. But, you know, just to go back on the bright side here, on the positive side, you know, Steven Gerrard is doing a great job. And I told you again, you know, Steven Gerrard is the X factor for that Rangers team. Steven Gerrard is here for one more season and he's gone. So he wants to win this season. So they need, and I'm talking about the front office and Rangers, they need to put everything all together. Even in January, just to push, you know, for that title, they need to put everything on the table to make sure he has the resources to push the Ranger all the way through, you know, to get that title, because you do not want Celtic to take that back. But at the same time, this is not over. I believe that Celtic, you know, once they have all those players back, you know, they will try to push. But at the same time, you know, God, I'm happy with the job that Steven Gerrard is doing at the moment. So I'm looking forward to see how it's going to shape out, you know, for the next few weeks, you know, and going all the way to, you know, January and February. Okay, people, that's all I have for you guys today for the Scottish League. Tomorrow, I'll be talking about Premier League. God, I can't wait to talk about that. This was a crazy weekend. And again, as I say, I'll be talking a lot more about football because there's no more basketball, as you all know. You know, the NBA final is over. We all know we won. So now my focus really much on football and other sports. So people, thank you very much for listening. Thank you also for people, you know, reaching out to me. And really, guys, you know, keep sharing, you know, subscribe, you know, and stay tuned with the Slick Tech Show. Okay, people, thank you very much for listening, and good night.